Phoneboy Speaks, episode 548, From Blogging to Podcasting.
I've done a lot of blogging over the years, and I'm now podcasting. Well, why is that? Well, maybe it's easier just to get the thoughts out, and and I think there's obviously some pros and cons to that. First of all, it may be easier in some instances to consume what I have to say. In other cases, I know I'm limiting my audience too, right? Because I can write stuff on the internet and it can be searchable forever. Whereas a podcast, it's at least right now a lot harder to find when something, find something somebody said in a podcast because there's no audio search right now. I mean, there isn't, nothing is transcribing podcasts. I mean, let's face it, Google, Siri or Google Now or whatever doesn't always translate your voice very well. I can't imagine it'll work very well in a podcast form, but who knows? So at the end of the day, I think this is a trend, right? I mean, people that were, maybe early bloggers, are now podcasting. Not everybody, obviously. And I know that not everybody's going to listen to my podcast either. And this is always an issue. It's, there's only so much attention that you can give something. And so you can skim a lot of blog posts, but to listen to a podcast, we can really only consume them one at a time. You can only consume it so fast because you can only process audio so quickly. And, you could talk about how quickly, you do it at double speed or triple speed or whatever. I'm not quite, I do it faster than normal speed, but I don't crank it out at double speed. But anyway, this trend of podcasters that were bloggers and doing podcasting almost exclusively is something that Mike Hurley noted in Command Space episode 100 when he was being interviewed by Stephen Hackett, that a lot of people that used to blog are now podcasting, which I don't know if that's a trend or not. I mean, I guess, as I say, it happens to fit my particular mold because, I mean, I used to blog multiple times a day and I don't do that anymore because I find first of all, there's a lot of words out there and I think it's increasingly harder to find stuff. And podcasting, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out there, but I still think it's, far smaller than the number of people that have blogs or websites or whatever. But I also kind of like the fact that audio posts are less easy to find, as it were. I mean, I don't mind being public, but the fact that Google will index and remember everything I ever posted on the internet is a little creepy at times. And so I like the fact that, you can listen to it and occasionally be forgotten. And I think, right now, the right to be forgotten can be exercised by doing an audio podcast. Again, on the downside is that it's harder to find what you did. I guess show notes are indexed forever and whatever, but the actual words that I said, right now they're not indexed because there's nothing transcribing the words that I speak. At least I hope not anyway. And this is what it's another way to communicate. And really, at the end of the day, right? I mean, yeah, I'm doing this so hopefully other people will listen to it and comment on it. But really, I'm doing this for me, right? I wouldn't be going through all of this trouble just for a few people, right? I mean, really, it's gotten a whole lot easier to podcast. I mean, when I remember what I used to go through to put audio on the internet 18 years ago, and now it's really easy. I mean, I can do it all from my mobile phone, and it's not a huge process, but I'm doing it because of me, right? Because I have something to say. I want to put it out in the world, and I know a few people are interested in it, or at least I think they are. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm doing this for to fulfill a narcissistic need to put up my opinions out there, and this is the way I'm choosing to do it. And you can either listen to it or not, and I'm not offended either way. So there you go. And this is bloggers who podcast. I don't know. Maybe this is what this is, or and of course, once everybody has a podcast, then maybe there'll be some other form of communication that hasn't been overdone, and we'll move to that. But I don't know. There's only so many ways one can communicate, and so this may be the last frontier, I guess. But if once everybody has a podcast, then it'll be cool, and we'll I don't know. Maybe we'll go back to writing letters or something. But anyway, this is just my thoughts on migrating from blogging to podcasting.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.